Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
1 Peter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Amen. Let us be serious. Let us be watchful and on guard. Let us not take our salvation lightly, but instead, let us wait on the Lord fervently.
When you appreciate time and have the understanding that each of our days is numbered, that is when you develop wisdom in your heart. If you read Romans chapter 13, from verse 9 to 11, the Bible tells you not to leave any debt outstanding, not to commit adultery, not to steal, not to covet, but instead to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it sums all of this up in verse 11, as it says, "Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed." Listen, there should be an urgency about time in our lives as believers. We only have so much time to get our lives together.
Since the beginning of time, God has been drawing us toward Himself. Even when we stubbornly ignore Him, He doesn't walk away. He never gives up on us. In the book of Matthew, Jesus compares His second coming to a great wedding feast, a joyful celebration of the perfect union between Jesus Christ and His bride, the church. And so we are invited to the greatest dinner banquet of all time. Have you responded to that invitation? Or are you putting it off until the last minute? Maybe you've become deafened to the sound of Him knocking. Maybe your attention has been captured by other things like work and finances and romantic love. Those things seem important until you realize that they are only temporary. And when your life is over or Jesus returns, they will no longer be of any value. We all think we have more time to get right with God. But the truth is that life is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Everything we do today matters on an eternal level. If Jesus came back today, would you be ready? Would you be able to say that your heart was firmly set on Christ? Now is the time to place your faith in Jesus. And so today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Instead, allow Him to come in and change your life forever.
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." The Bible is calling us to strip off every unnecessary weight in our lives. Do away with the sin which tries to ensnare you and keep you bound. People of God, Jesus Christ is all that matters. And with the time that you have, live with wisdom and make use of today and serve the Lord while you still can. Our days are numbered, and we must live for God. So in everything you do, put God first. In the midst of everything you go through, trust God first.
The Amplified Version of Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. I would like to take a moment to discuss this verse. In the theater of your mind, I want you to imagine this great cloud of witnesses. The Bible doesn't reveal their identities, but for the sake of
this Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Illustration. Let us imagine that this cloud of witnesses have one assignment in heaven. And that assignment is to document everything you do so that on judgment day, they will stand as witnesses. Now, I want you to think, what will that cloud of witnesses say about me? What will they say I did? Will they say that there was no doubt? No doubt at all that God was the center of my life? Will they say that you lived a life that glorifies Jesus Christ? Will this great cloud of witnesses say that they heard you wake up every day with praise on your lips? Will they say that your prayer life was strong? Will they bear witness of your character and say that you were a genuine man or woman of God? Will they say you loved your neighbor? Will they use the words self-controlled, humble, prayerful, and forgiving to describe you? What will that cloud of witnesses say about you? For some, this cloud of witnesses will say they never saw you pray unless you wanted something. They never saw you open God's word and meditate on it. What if they said you never had a heart filled with gratitude? You always wanted more. You always sought more and were never grateful for the things that God had blessed you with. People of God, I want you to just for a moment think, what will this great cloud of witnesses say about you? Are your eyes filled with greed and envy for worldly things? Is your heart filled with jealousy and pride? Will this cloud of witnesses say that they saw you putting other people down, or that they heard you discourage others? What will that cloud of witnesses say about you? What will they say about your walk with Christ, the state of your heart, or what you do in private? We need to have the presence of mind to know that what we do matters. Our daily decisions matter. So I pray that you live a guarded life. I pray that you guard your mind against negative seeds of thought. I pray that you guard your heart against envy, jealousy, and greed. I pray that you guard your eyes and ears against anything unholy. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the strength to fight the good fight. And above all, I pray that God's grace is upon your life. Chase God. And chase him every day.
In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Lord addresses his church and says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." And I would also like to highlight the fact that Psalm 95, verse 8 says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." Let us open our hearts to his voice. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, the Bible says. The voice which you hear when you pray, when you read his word, or when you're convicted by the Holy Spirit. Let us not harden our hearts. Let's not grieve the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to listen and respond to the knock of Christ. Let's open the door and let him in, so that he may dwell with us and in us. Once we've done this, He will write our names in His book of life. Now, part of the struggle in hearing God's voice for many Christians is due to them focusing on the wrong things. And that's part of the deception of the devil. He wants you to feel as though everything else apart from God deserves your undivided attention. The devil wants you to meet the demands of the world, but not what God demands of a Christian man or woman. So let's not be deceived by the prince of this world. Don't be deceived by the evil one who wants us to focus on the pleasures and temporary happiness that this world offers us. The enemy wants us to be laid back about the coming of Christ. Luke 12, verse 19 to 20 reads, "And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, that night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" These pleasures are delights. Although good and enjoyable, we will not satisfy our souls and will not bring us true joy and happiness. But if we live our lives for God, in obedience to His word and commandments, then we will be rewarded with eternal life and joy. This is our life's calling. Although we are in this world, we are not of this world, and therefore should be living for God according to His standards and His will. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in Romans 12, verse 2, when he says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And again, we're reminded in Romans 14, verse 8, "For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's." So what does living for the Lord look like? It means to have Him as the center of our lives, to seek His word before our own selfish desires, to listen to His voice among all the other voices we hear, and to make it our life's mission to serve Him in all that we do. All of this is easier said than done. It is much easier for us to choose to do the wrong thing instead of the right thing. It is easier to choose the broad road over the narrow one. It's easier to choose the world over God because the world and the flesh go hand in hand. Choosing God means that you have to deny yourself. You have to choose His will over your own. Living for God is not an easy task. That's why Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, verse 13 to 14, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." The narrow gate may be tiresome and difficult to enter into, but believe me, it's worthwhile. Christ is knocking on the door of our hearts. He wants us to choose eternal life and not damnation. But here's the thing. The Lord is so gentle and kind that He doesn't force Himself in. Instead, He waits for us to respond to His knock, the knock on our hearts, the knock that calls us to repent. So I encourage you to live for the Lord. Live a life that is mindful of eternity. Be mindful of collecting treasures in heaven, treasures that will not perish. Be mindful that your thoughts, your deeds, your actions, they all matter. It's only when we live a life dedicated and committed to Jesus Christ that we can hope one day to have everlasting life in His presence. So let's make the right choices while we're here on earth, because what we do here affects our eternity.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.